It is December 20th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at JohnLothianNews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today's lead story from Crane Chicago Business by Steve Daniels, titled "What Does the Crypto Collapse Mean for Chicago's Exchanges?" is two separate interviews, one with CME's Terry Duffy and the other with Cboe's Ed Tilley. It's a timely subject with two people who are the right people to ask. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited today announced the opening of its New York office, led by Roger McAvoy, Managing Director and Head of Business Development North America. Euronext has reached the milestone of 1 trillion euros in sustainable bonds listed on Euronext Market, which they claim makes them the world's leading ESG bond venue. CoinDesk has an exclusive story in which they figured out who received $400 million of venture capital investment from Sam Bankman-Fried that was first identified on a spreadsheet published by the Financial Times. It turns out Modulo Capital was founded by some former Jane Street traders who had offices in the same condo in the Bahamas as SBF and FTX. It turns out that it pays to do your due diligence on who is giving you a political donation. The Financial Times and other publications are reporting that FTX seeks to claw back the funds Sam Bankman-Fried gave in political donations and will go to court to pursue the recipients if they don't cough up. The phrase of the day is annus horribilis, which does not refer to problems sitting down, but rather means horrible year. The phrase is used in a Reuters story about what other than crypto. The story is titled "Cryptocurrencies at a Crossroads After Annus Horribilis." Keeping up with the theme, another Reuters story has the title of "Cryptoverse Bye-Bye to the Year That Broke Bitcoin." The first paragraph includes the sentence, "The preeminent cryptocurrency has lost 60% of its value, while the wider crypto market has shrunk by $1.4 trillion, squashed by rising interest rates, vanishing risk appetite, and corporate collapses, including Sam Bankman-Fried's FTX." You might want to sit down while you contemplate that. In case you were wondering, according to Bloomberg, this is the golden age of cocaine. The story is titled, "The Golden Age of Cocaine is Happening Right Now." Personally, I thought the golden age of cocaine was when it was in every bottle of Coca-Cola. Some people are getting really good at separating you from your money, whether it's adults scammed in stocks for fear of losing out via social media or in video games as kids and others who were duped into making millions of dollars of purchases by Epic Games, the owner of the popular video game Fortnite. And in both cases, regulators are getting good at separating the manipulative parties from their ill-gotten gains. The cost of the John Lothian newsletter for 2023 for an individual subscription is going to remain the same at $200. We are increasing the cost of the enterprise subscription from $145 to $150 for 2023. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Matthew Lemprier talks with JLN at FIA Expo 2022 about BSO connecting to exchanges across the globe. BSO is a connectivity provider for financial services and other businesses. JLN spoke with Matthew Lemprier, BSO's head of UK and Asia Pacific at FIA Expo 2022. We asked him what was new at BSO. He said the company is doing a lot of RF, radio frequency services, which it provides in the form of its RF Express and RF Ultra products. They are using microwave and millimeter wave technology, he said. Lemprier said BSO also has fiber routes to some newer exchanges such as Mexico, and we're doing a lot in Brazil. We're doing a lot in Saudi Arabia and the Middle East, particularly in crypto, he said. You watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Crane Chicago Business. Six obstacles to making affordable housing work on LaSalle Street. Can converting office buildings along LaSalle Street to residential spaces address Chicago's affordable housing crisis? Mayor Lori Lightfoot's administration thinks so, but some developers and affordable housing experts have doubts. Families, one of the groups most in need of affordable housing, might not find Chicago's financial district an appealing neighborhood. Here are 6 points that highlight the limitations in converting LaSalle Street into a residential area. My comments. 6 good reasons why it will be very difficult to turn the financial district into housing. Here's a story from Bloomberg. EU gas price cap would have been triggered over 40 days this year. The EU can withdraw the measure if there are adverse effects. There are worries that liquidity on exchanges could dry up. The European Union has agreed to cap natural gas prices at 180 euros, or $191, next year, but with a provision that the measure could be withdrawn if there are adverse effects, leaving traders to figure out how likely it is to be used. The cap, which starts on February 15th, has a second element. The price must be above the ceiling for 3 days and also be 35 euros a megawatt hour above the global price for liquefied natural gas for the tool to be triggered. If the cap had been introduced at the start of the year, it would have been triggered on more than 40 days in August and September, according to S&P Global Commodity Insights data. My comment, this is not a gas cap, it is a gas whistle. Here's a story from Bloomberg. ESG managers told to punch back hard as PR pros react to attacks. After meteoric rise, the investment strategy is being bashed by Republican politicians. ESG is beset from every angle. Republicans want to cancel it. Business leaders are muffling their former enthusiasm. Some money managers have even scrubbed the 3 letters from their funds. To meet this fraught moment, brand executives who work with some of the largest U.S. companies, including Amazon.com Inc. and Alphabet Inc.'s Google, have had a look, and their message is clear. My comment, it's not so much how hard you punch, but where you punch. Here's a story from the New York Times. King Charles III is the new face of UK money. Pound notes with the new sovereign's image will begin appearing in 2024, though the money with his mother's likeness will still be in circulation. In recent months, as Britain has healed from mourning its queen, the beginning of a new reign has started to show in the country's daily life. England's World Cup team sang "God Save the King." For the first time in decades, a king welcomed a new prime minister. Now, as Britons prepare for the first Christmas without Queen Elizabeth II's traditional message, the Bank of England has announced another major change. My comment, the UK has King Charles on its money and the US has Donald Trump on NFT trading cards. One begins to rethink the American Revolution sometimes. Here's the top 3 stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was Maxwell alum Bill Brodsky and wife turn orange power and purpose into lifetime of civic leadership from Syracuse University. Wife is Joan Breyer Brodsky. Second was Oatly, other deflated IPO stocks haunt new issue market from the Wall Street Journal. Third was the Financial Times video, Fractured Markets, the Big Threats to the Financial System. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first from Crane Chicago Business. What does the crypto collapse mean for Chicago's exchanges? The shocking demise last month of FTX, one of the largest cryptocurrency exchanges in the world, followed by the arrest of founder Sam Bankman-Fried on fraud charges, capped a terrible year for digital currencies and raised questions about their future in the broader financial services arena. If they have one, Chicago is home to two institutions, CME Group and CBOE Global Markets, with the expertise and credibility to help pick up the pieces, along with a potentially lucrative opportunity. Second, here's from Reuters. Australian Stock Exchange's blockchain failure burns market trust. In a Sydney hotel conference room in May, Tim Hoogben, the head of securities and payments for ASX Limited, which runs the Australian Stock Exchange, told traders, share registry operators, and clearinghouse representatives what they were hoping to hear: a rebuild of the exchange's aging software using blockchain-based technology was largely ready after 7 years of development, putting ASX on the verge of a world-first transformation that would enable it to boost trading volumes and compete more aggressively with global rivals. And then here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The year that changed banking in Europe. With 6 months, the outlook for Europe's banks has changed. But to catch up with Wall Street, they have a long way to go. For European banks, home is no longer such a bad place to be. Lenders such as Spain's BBVA, that sought to escape Europe's negative interest rates by expanding in emerging markets, are looking at domestic deals again. France's BNP Paribas SA is planning to reinvest proceeds from the sale of a U.S. unit in Europe as it builds out its franchise and expands its equities business. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.